Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, bringing you the biggest news in the world years after it was first reported on the Bugle podcast. We're going back to January 2014 now, and John Oliver and myself were spoilt for choice when it came to Top Stories that week. This is from Bugle issue 257, entitled Dance Floor Diplomacy.
Top story this week, international instability update, a wibbly wobbly world. This world, Andy, is a beautiful place, and it gets more and more beautiful the further and further away you are from it. An astronaut sees Earth as a majestic marble peacefully floating in space. Of course, what you can't see from up there is the fact that there is complete mayhem happening on any parts that aren't blue. So this is our roundup of places that seem a little insecure at the moment. First, Thailand! And protests have been going on for months around Thailand, but this week they really put the bang in Bangkok, and they also put the ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is a cock in Bangkok as well. The large demonstrations actually started back in November after Thailand's lower house passed a hugely controversial amnesty bill, which critics worried could potentially pave the way for former leader Thaksin Shinawatra to return to Thailand without having to serve any time in jail. And maybe we should just pause for a second and explain a little about how this controversial this Senor Shinawatra is. He was a Thai business tycoon turned politician, and what a glorious transformation that always is, Andy. Truly one of nature's most beautiful miracles. It's like whatever the opposite of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly is. Or I guess it's like a Michelin-starred meal turning into a human shit. It's a dance as old as time. He was Prime Minister of Thailand from 2001 to 2006, when he was overthrown in a military coup, and he's been living in self-imposed exile overseas after being convicted of abuse of power. And in fact, if we take a look at his rap sheet, it's pretty impressive, Andy. His government faced allegations of corruption, authoritarianism, treason, conflicts of interest and muzzling of the press. Thaksin himself was accused of tax evasion, classic, insulting the king, little more niche, and selling assets of Thai companies to international investors. Also, Amnesty International has had a thing or two to say about his human rights record. And just to give you a clue, it wasn't a thing or two about what a lovely human rights record he has. Thaksin Shinawatra has a 2-year prison sentence, which he would have been legally bound to serve until this amnesty bill passed, helped along the way by the current Prime Minister of Thailand, who is Yingluck Shinawatra.
Oh, there's something in common between...
Where have I heard that name before? Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Is that not the surname of the guy that we've been talking about this whole time? Because it turns out Yingluck Shinawatra is Thaksin Shinawatra's f***ing sister. No conflict of interest at all there, Andy. Just a completely impartial judgment made by an entirely coincidental blood relative.
Yeah, he was overthrown in a coup in 2006. Yeah. And being overthrown in a coup generally only happens if you're either too much of a c*** or not enough of a c***. And he's been described as a polarising figure, which is journalistic euphemism for a barely contained crackpot. And his family, as you said, after these corruption scandals, his family was stripped of $1.4 billion of contested assets. Now, that is proper corruption, John. Watch and learn, British MPs, with your 10 grand of expenses. Watch and learn. And to show you more about the man, two things that I think we need to know about him. Since he's been in exile, he spent his time in London and Dubai, the spiritual homes of the economically amoral. And a few years ago, he bought Manchester City. He bought a British football club, John, which you only do if you are either clinically insane or trying to avoid assassination. And he probably a bit of both.
Thaksin is apparently hated in urban areas in Thailand, but remains really quite popular with many rural voters. And that makes sense, Andy, because you know farmers. They love people convicted of selling Thai assets to international investors. Always have. They've got such a folksy appreciation for that kind of white-collar crime. The protesters in Thailand are therefore urban, middle-class voters, largely, of whom around 100,000 rallied in Bangkok in November when the protests began. They were peaceful for the first week, but at least 8 people have been killed since then. And on Monday of this week, the protests aim to shut down parts of Bangkok entirely and disrupt the rest. Thailand is due to have an election on the 2nd of February, but protesters want the current Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawatra, to resign immediately, the election to be suspended, and a People's Council to enact reforms. And the protest leader, apparently, has threatened to capture Prime Minister Yingluck and others if they refuse to give in. Clearly, Andy, that's not going to happen. You don't just capture a world leader. Now, what are you going to do? Carry a big net around and hope that you can lunge it over her head on her way to the shops? Or are you going to dig a hole, cover it with leaves, and balance her favourite food on top to try and trap her? He actually urged protesters to shut down all government offices and cut water and electricity to the private residences of she and her cabinet, saying, if they're still being obstinate, then we will capture them one by one, because the people are not interested in fighting for years. And that's a bold move, Andy. Smoke out a prime minister by shutting off bathroom facilities, and then when she runs out looking for the nearest Starbucks in desperation, you just throw a giant butterfly net over her. I think that might actually be their plan, Andy, and if they pull that off, it might be the most slapstick-based revolution in human history.
It's a curious case of a protest supported by the opposition Democratic Party, basically in favour of less democracy. They want the elected government to be replaced by an unelected panel and the elections to be cancelled. But I think on reflection, I think 90% of people in the democracies of the world would back that if they could be given reasonably serious-sounding assurances that it wouldn't get too North Korea-y afterwards.
The protests have been going on for a long time now, but still seem strong. It's a shame it's been on the news so little, because they're actually pretty colourful. For some reason, they all have brightly coloured umbrellas, and they've been chanting slogans such as reform before election and shut down Bangkok, restart Thailand. So that's the fallback plan, Andy, if the butterfly net thing doesn't work out. Treat the country like you treat a troublesome computer. Just shut it down, turn it back on again and hope for the best.
Thailand's army chief, General Prayuth Chan-o-cha, said regarding the prospect of a military coup, which has been mooted as a possibility, he said this: the door is neither open nor closed. So, basically,
oh boy, that means it's open. Wide. The door's been removed from the hinges.
Well, it means it's at least ajar and probably has the president's fingers being forcibly held in it, waiting for the right moment to slam before being flung back open to smash the protesters in the face. Now, put this in context, John. Thailand has had democracy for around about 80 years. In that time, they have had 18 military coups. That is something. They're doing something to keep themselves regular. There's a lot of dried apricots gone into that. I'd love to see a military coup in Britain, just for the sake of something interesting to watch on television. But I guess the novelty must wear off after, I don't know, the 14th or 15th military coup in your lifetime. It would be interesting if there was one in Britain, and probably in America as well, to see how long it would be before the majority of people actually noticed. I think probably only when it started affecting reality television shows. I can't believe Donna's in the final. All she sings is the same army marching song every week. And why do the judges always give her 10 out of 10 whilst looking really scared?
Well, thank you for listening to Top Stories. If you've enjoyed this show, or indeed anything else from the Bugle stable, why not come to see the Bugle live? We are on tour right now, or in the past, depending on when you're listening to this. For details of our live shows, go to thebuglepodcast.com and click the live link. Goodbye.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.